This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
California dairy producers have given a thumbs up to the California Department of Food and Agriculture's quota implementation plan should they approve a federal milk market order in a future referendum. CDFA conducted the referendum, and the final tally showed that 66% of the state's eligible producers participated, with 87% voting in favor, 13% opposed. Let's get reaction from some California producers with Patrick Cavanaugh.
I didn't think anybody would oppose it.
That's Joey Arroso. He's a fourth-generation family dairyman in the Tulare County area of Pixley.
I do know a person who opposed it from the sole reason that they didn't want all producers to see how many cents a hundredweight was being deducted to support the quota payment. You know, that is going to be how it goes, you know, forward. So
Arroso said the quota implementation plan is something they needed to have.
You know, the dairy industry in California has been struggling. We've been behind the rest of the country on what we get paid for our milk. So this is going to be one step getting us closer to kind of a little bit more even playing field with the rest of the states in the U.S.
And, of course, what Arroso is talking about is if indeed they approve the federal milk marketing order, which could go to vote in a few months.
You know, they're going to release the order, what's in the order, and then the dairy farmers will vote on that. I think that'll happen in about 60 or 80 days. The timetable could be that federal order gets voted on sometime around the 1st of May and is enacted by summer sometime.
And of course, that vote signified that most of the dairy producers in California want that quota to stay in.
They want the state to manage the quota program, and that's what this vote was. Just given the state the ability to manage the quota program if we move to a federal order.
Tom Barcelos is another dairyman.
Well, the main thing is that now it's guaranteed to go into a federal order should we approve that. If it hadn't passed, there wouldn't probably even be an opportunity to vote on a federal order because it's already been stated by the three biggest co-ops that without that, they wouldn't support a federal order. So at least now we have a chance to really take a look at the final draft and see how everything will work and then, you know, decide at that point if we want a federal order or not. I got a feeling that it's still very strong on producers' mind, especially, you know, with our milk prices, you know, going down again.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Dairy's connection to the world. This is The World of Dairy. Brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's professional development organization. Learn more at pdpw.org.
We continue our conversation with Trevina Broussard, who helps employers retain employees. And Trevina is a speaker, trainer, and talent solutions coordinator. And we've been talking about the right way to hire and retain employees. And as far as retention, Trevina, you can't express enough the importance of recognizing your workers for the good work they do.
When you're out on the farm and you see somebody going above and beyond, acknowledge that and make it public so that everybody, when they're walking by, is seeing, hey, this is the kind of thing that gets recognized here. And so you're not only acknowledging the employee, which boosts the retention factor, but you're also creating a culture where you're setting the line of what's expected.
Just a simple act of recognition sounds pretty easy. Doesn't seem that difficult, does it?
It's really not. It's just things we don't think about, because often what happens is we think we've got a million things to do, you know. At the end of the day, the paycheck should do the talking for us, right, or the raise. But the truth is, employees need a little bit more massaging than that. And so, yeah, that's simple. There's also things you can do with pre-shift meetings where you set expectations. You know, there are a number of things you do. And I have strategies like that on the website, TrevinaBroussard.com. But there are a number of things that you can do. It's as simple as rewarding someone with a cookie, or putting their favorite soda in their locker, you know, with a handwritten note that says, hey, I really appreciate you picking up that extra shift when so-and-so was out. Or, hey, I've been watching you lately, and I've noticed you've improved X, Y, and Z. Now, what's a soda? 25 cents? You know, what's a cookie? You know, you could have been left over from last night's dinner. But still, it's that personal connection that you're making with the person that lends to the loyalty that we're trying to create within the organization.
That's Trevina Broussard, a speaker, trainer, and talent solutions consultant. More info at TrevinaBroussard.com.
The World of Dairy is brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's professional development organization. Learn more at pdpw.org.
And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.